episode 2873 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I won't give you a big kiss. You need some support. That's what I'm here for. 7 days a week since this bad economy started, I've been trying to give people help with their job search, answering your questions, so that in this way, you're not stuck. You get the support that you need as you need it. Now, I've got a lot more at jobsearch.community. Go to the site. There's free information there, and I've got three different tiers of service where I can help you. Let me help you even more than what I do on this show. Now, today's question is one from someone who got someone's email address and wants to network with them, but they don't want to scare them off and they don't know quite what to write. Hope you find this helpful. Please give this show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. Share it on LinkedIn. It will help other people. And I'll be back in just one moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have obtained an email address from a person who works in an organization I've been wanting to work at for years. He even provided it to me myself. How should I word the email so I won't scare him away? This is for networking purposes. Ooh, networking purposes. Okay, so the short version of the email might simply go, subject line, we met at, or I was referred to you by so-and-so. Ideally, you mention someone's name in this. And again, as I'm rereading this, this is someone mentioned the email address. I was referred to you by so-and-so. Now, if they want to keep the name out of it, let me first start with the first scenario. So you're in a situation where you've been given a name and email address at a firm that you want to target. And they say to you, I don't want to have you mention my name when you introduce yourself. Just reach out to them and go for it. So the way you do it is very simple. You'd say, I understand that you tend to hire such and such type of people. In the body of the line of the email, it then says, no, I'm not going to ask you for a job. No, I'm not a recruiter. But I want to get some advice for you in my search because this is what I do. I do such and such and such and such. Would it be possible I could get 10 minutes of your time either by phone, in person, via Skype or Zoom or whatever service you might use to ask for some advice? Best wishes, such and such. If you don't hear from them within 2 days, you message them again. You may have missed my email to you earlier in the week. I'm looking for a position. I'm not a recruiter. I'm not asking for a job, but I want to get maybe 10 minutes with you either in person, I'll bring you a coffee, or by phone or Skype or Zoom to ask for some advice. And that's what you do. You ask for some advice.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. and you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.